I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A plan to put contextual markers citing slavery as a cause of the Civil War next to four of Atlanta's Confederate statues is being delayed. According to the AJC, a city council committee says it will take until the end of the year to make the changes, which were planned for this spring. The monuments in question include the Confederate Obelisk in Oakland Cemetery and the Peace Monument in Piedmont Park, among others. The markers are part of an initiative to address Confederate-named streets and monuments in the city. Last year, the council voted to change two streets with Confederate in their names to United as part of that initiative. Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation yesterday giving patients in Georgia more access to medical marijuana. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
Low THC oil for medicinal purposes has been legal here since 2015, but there hasn't been a way to get it until now. The new law allows for the in-state cultivation and selling of the drug.
It will be like anybody else going to the drugstore and being able to purchase the medicine for their children.
That's Jim Wages from Dallas, Georgia. He says his daughter has a medically resistant form of epilepsy that used to cause 2 to 5 seizures a week. Since using cannabis, she's down to 1.
Her cognition and spatial awareness is off the chain. She actually knows everything going on around her now. Before she was so lethargic, she didn't even know she existed.
Right now, around 8,400 people in Georgia are on the state's registry to use medical marijuana. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A convicted drug dealer who escaped from a federal prison facility in Georgia last month has been arrested in Connecticut. The U.S. Marshals Service says 43-year-old Israel Rodriguez Zayas was taken into custody on Tuesday by U.S. Marshals. In 2013, he was sentenced to 15 years in prison for the sale of crack cocaine and using firearms in a drug trafficking crime. He escaped from the facility in Jessup, Georgia last month. The Marshal Service says its agents tracked the fugitive to Connecticut, where he had been seeking work as a mechanic. He's now facing extradition back to Georgia on a warrant for escape. And state lawmakers are quietly dissolving a commission that fields complaints about immigration enforcement. The controversial Immigration Enforcement Review Board came into being 6 years ago when Georgia was tightening state immigration laws. Since then, it's fielded only 20 complaints, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports 19 of those came from the same anti-illegal immigration activist. The board settled a lawsuit last year after the city of Decatur alleged it was violating open records laws. The measure eliminating the board awaits Governor Brian Kemp's signature. And new census data shows that Atlanta is the fourth fastest growing city in America. According to WSB, the city's population is now just short of 6 million people, which makes it the 9th largest metro area in the country. Atlanta added 75,000 people from 2017 to 2018. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks last night in extra innings by a score of 3-2. After leading the game early, the Braves gave up 3 unanswered runs and lost in the 10th inning. The Braves will look to avoid a series sweep in this afternoon's game. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.